And we'd like now to just relax and take a deep breath. And please maintain that experience as you were having through that presentation with John, through that energy, that vision of yourself or your connection, your own connection with your energy beyond this body. Take a deep breath. Make yourself comfortable more where you are sitting. And feel and sense your energy deeper, your expansion, your vastness, your light, your light patterns, feeling seen inwardly, your light colors, vibrations, whatever they may come to you right now. Feel their movement, their energies, the tendrils of light and fibers and frequencies. How they are rising from within you and all around you. Connecting to the true source of who you are and how in unity we are all are. Breathe and let that breath connect you more through your heart, the engine of your soul in this body, connected to the DNA, not only the physical DNA, but your soul DNA, your quantum DNA that is connected to all the lifetimes you had on Earth. And beyond this earth, connected to all of the galaxy, to all of creation, there's really no limit when you are deeper into that connection. It just keeps going and going, and sense of time is disappearing. So allow yourself to gently go deeper into it, loving yourself into this process, loving that energy of yourself. Breathe and open to it even more. It's not in the words. It's always in the feeling, in the experience, in the vibration, beyond the mind, beyond the body. Open to it even more. Love yourself in this moment even more, because loving yourself is what brings you even more a greater experience of your true essence in a place of no beginning and no end. And let us invite from the love, from the energy, and from the guidance of Kriyan.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kriyan of Magnetic Service. There are so many who continue to ask, who is Kriyan? What is Kriyan? Where from are you, Kriyan? The best answer I can give through my partner at this time would to say beautiful, watchful, compassionate, benevolent energy from the creative source. You may even call it angelic because that's what you have been taught that would represent. But the angel always stands apart from you, doesn't it? The angel is always coming from the sky. You fall on your nose. But this is different. And that's what I want to talk about. Just in these few moments. Again, I will broach this subject about the creative source, what it is within you. Before we begin, I have a request. If you've arrived at this place and you are watching and listening, you've probably done it on purpose. Even for those, perhaps, who have been brought to this place by another and are simply watching to see what the weird guy does, who is the channeler, even you. If you want to get something out of this message right now, besides an intellectual examination, why don't you visualize something with me? There are so many right now on this planet, including you, perhaps, who are in a mode that is anxious, perhaps fearful, worrying. You don't know exactly what is next. You don't know exactly what the system will bring, how fast the recovery might be, and how soon perhaps a vaccine, if you want to take it, is there or not. All of these things are unknown. You are in a position that we have actually described what's coming. Decisions that had to be made by the masses at some point in time altogether. And there are so many who would read my words of the past about those leaving the planet in mass and all of that and say, has to be a war, has to be a war. Welcome to the war. It isn't, but it has brought the planet to its knees where they are all looking at the same thing. What's next? What do we do? A time of reflection that is going to create solution. And it's going to be solutions in so many areas. You start at the top, solution with you. Solutions about one of the burning questions you might have is, what is your relationship to the creative source? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to take, for instance, all of those worries, those subjects that you're thinking about, the things that keep you awake at night. I know who's watching. And wrap them up into a bundle, a physical bundle that you can see and visualize. And I want to put them to the side, all of you. That bundle is everything you're worried about, including all that, which is the future, the next thing, what ifs. Wrap them up into a tight bundle. And then in your mind, I want you to put that bundle outside your house. Not inside where you live, but outside. You can put it anywhere outside. It doesn't have to be in the trash can. It can be out in the garden in Gaia, wherever you want to put it. Visualize all of those things. And you are going to make a promise to the bundle. And the promise is this. It's only temporary, if I want it to be, but for the next few moments, I want to have that bundle not in me, not in my house, not next to me, not in my consciousness, but outside. And the promise you make to the bundle is you'll deal with it later. Because that bundle is going to kick and scream. I will tell you that right now. It's part of you. It's going to say, yes, but that's my intellect, and that's the thing that makes me plan for the future. I want you to take it and wrap it up and put it outside for the next 15 minutes. That's all, 15 minutes. And at the end of the 15, you can go get it in your mind. You can get it, and you can put it right back on yourself so you can continue fearing and worrying and all the anxiousness you have. If you wish to, it's your choice, dear ones. It's you. Wrap it up right now in your mind. Put it aside. There are those who say, if I wrap all that up, what's left? That's what we're going to talk about. What's left? What's left at this point in time is an open source that starts to think in a clearer fashion about what might be happening right now to you. What is it? On the 13th of this month, my partner presented something called Major Look. It was a presentation for almost an hour of a concept most are unfamiliar with. How much does God love you? Is the creative source, which you may call God or Spirit, is the creative source there, knowing your name, interested or not? Is it a power in the sky? Or is it something bigger and more personal? And he gave a metaphor at that time that I have given him before, that I have even given in channel. And the metaphor goes like this. Two parents in another kind of world have children. Those two parents are actually allied as one. We'll call them the creative source, the parents of the children. And when the children are of a certain age, very young, they're carried into another dimension, and there's a veil between the dimensions. And the children have free choice. And the free choice is this: find your parents or not. Are you getting this? This is the setup, dear ones, and that relationship between you and your children and the love that is there is mirrored in the relationship between the creative source and your very soul. With free choice, you are allowed to search for the Creator in your own way. In my partner's way, he presented times in his life when we were able to poke through the veil to make him look, to prod him into a realization there might be something bigger. Even before Kryon came into his life, he had things take place. Major look, he said. He'll tell more of those stories, I'm sure. In the process, do you see what is taking place? For instance, the parents watching their children in another dimension have an opportunity once in a while to make them look, to say, we're here if you want. If we're here if you want. We're here if you want. That's what's going on right now. With that bundle outside, I want to ask you some questions. Is God, creative source of the universe, something more than a power in the sky? I will tell you the truth. It's the biggest truth of the planet. It's the core truth of all things. It's a truth that is the beginning and the end. It is a truth that is beyond all other truths. And this is the truth. The creative source of all things, including this galaxy, all of the life in it, your earth and your very soul, loves you, knows your name, cares about you, has benevolent action for you, and has its arm outstretched every moment of the day. Loves you beyond measure, period. And this flies in the face of almost all logic on the planet. They say, yes, but here and here, and what is the intellectual meaning of it, and how does it work, and what can I do? And what if you were to relax just for a moment and think about these things? Does God care? Does Spirit care? How would you know? I have told you before that there are axioms of truth that have to do with action, compassionate action. How much do you care about those with you? I'm not talking about your family. I'm talking about those with you on the planet. How much do you care about them? How much do you care about what's happening right now to those who are suffering or have lost loved ones? How much do you care? Now, there are those who will say, well, I care a lot, but I will tell you there are also those who sit and wait for God to care for them. And they'll say, there is no evidence at all that God cares about me. I've been sitting here waiting for a care message for a long time, not understanding that part of this process is mirroring God in your life. How much do you care? When you start caring, suddenly you feel the care for you. That is an axiom. You call it a system. Call it a rule, if you wish. And it has to do with the relationship that you are learning between the creative source and you. The more you're able to do the things that you are expecting God to do for you, the closer you become to a grand truth. How much does God care? Is there communication possible with Spirit? There are those who will say, I've been waiting a long time to have you communicate me. Where is the poke? I want the poke. How much have you tried to communicate in a benevolent way to those around you? How much compassion have you been able to generate that is godlike for those around you? Have you been difficult? Or you have sat back, perhaps, and said, Dear Spirit, fill me with understanding and knowledge that might actually soften the ground. Right now, for instance, with that package outside, that's a good time to ask that. Is God real? We've said things before about what chases away the experience of the love of Spirit. If you follow the metaphor that I've given you, and the parents are on the other side of the veil, that is the Spirit, that is the God. What have you got that they're interested in? Have you thought about that? Why me? Why should the Creator care about me? Why? And this is where it gets good. Because almost every spiritual system on the planet believes in the afterlife. That means you have a soul. Don't define soul. Don't even try to define soul, because you're going to be off base. So off base, you'll define it intellectually. You'll define it even spiritually. You'll get it wrong. You have no idea. A multidimensional vehicle, if you want to even call it, something you ride in on the planet, if you want to call it that. And what is it? This soul of yours is a piece of the Creator. Your children have your attributes. Part of you is in them, and you know it. You can see it in their template. You can see it in the engram of their thinking. How many of you parents realize that you've had children who are now following the things that you liked, and not because you told them to, it was natural, or look like you? Because what you gave to them was in the DNA. Have you ever heard the term made in His image? That's not that you look like God, dear ones. The image that you're made in is love, compassion, caring, benevolence. That's the image. And it's all there. You don't have to search for it. If you put the package outside, you allow it to come out. What's that package? Oh, we'll talk about that in a moment. Your soul is part of the creative source, just like you are part of your parents' DNA. You have attributes of the Creator in you. God inside. How many times have you heard this? That's what you have. Of course the Creator has their arm outstretched, just like you would if your children were in another dimension and you're saying, hey, look, feel the love. We can help you. We can tell you about the pitfalls that are coming. We can guide you in intuition, children, child. And so often the children will say, well, I don't even believe it. You know, there's no real evidence of it. I can't see it. Therefore, it isn't there. So I'll just go my own way. Doesn't make it any better, does it, that you are creating that little package we put outside called fear. The opposite of love is not hate, dear ones, it's fear. Fear will erase love completely, totally. So does anxiety, totally. If you have those two attributes on a regular basis, of course you're not going to believe that there is God. You could be told, but you're not going to believe it because you're in fear. These two things alone, fear and anxiety, are one of the biggest things that will chase away your ability to see a caring God. You have that ability to wrap those up as a human being and put them somewhere else, maybe outside. That is one of the attributes that we have been talking about. And those who work in this area have been talking about for years, the ability to take fear and anxiety and convert them, to reframe them into something that is not primary and put them in the back seat. Oh, they're still there. That package you put outside, it's still there. It'll be there all your life. What you learn to do is to work with it. Keep it in a package. Let it be there, but you can always look at it and go, not today, not today, because I'm going to feel that which gives me intuition about my soul and the Creator. The field doesn't work if you're in fear. The field, that which helps you and guides you and gives you intuition as to where to go and what to do, doesn't work when you're in fear and anxiety. And what about the big T word? What's the T word? I haven't told you yet, the T word. Training. How many of you have been trained that you're born dirty or that God doesn't care unless you do something? Then God cares suddenly. You're trained that you have to climb so many steps or go this way or that way in order to even have God look at you. Would you do that to your kids? Would you then put them in the other side of the veil, turn them loose, and say, okay, I want you all to know how awful you are. And then second of all, I want you to know that you better fear death, because when you die, that's, you're not coming home. You're going to go to another place, and we're going to poke you and torture you all the time. Oh, and your children too. That's training. How many of you are trained in that way about this loving, creative source that has its hand out, is beautiful, that you're an image of the love? How many of you are trained out of it, just trained completely out of it? Think about it. And the answer is most. It's time to reframe everything you've ever learned in this time where the world is at its knees, looking at what it's going to learn, what it's going to do next, how it's going to recover, what are the solutions that are going to come. And I'll tell you, you're about to see solutions that are more compassionate and benevolent. There will be holdouts, of course. The old energy is always there, of course, as this planet is in renewal. But the big one, the first one, is for you. What are you going to do with the package when the channel is over? If you keep it wrapped up and you understand what it is that keeps you from God, perhaps it's going to be the beginning of the rest of your life in a more compassionate, more benevolent, happy, joyful way. I'll be back. And so it is.